Chapter 7. The distributor cap was just where I'd left it, under a bush, tucked in close to the building. I put it back where it belonged and pulled out of the lot, heading for Hamilton. I found a spot in front of Vinny's office and managed to wedge the Cherokee into it on the third try. Connie was at her desk, peering into a hand mirror, picking clumps of dried goo off the tips of heavily mascaraed lashes. She looked up when she saw me. "You ever use this lash lengthener stuff?" she asked. "Looks like it's laced with rat hairs." I waved the police receipt at her. "I got Clarence." She made a fist and jerked her elbow back hard. "Yes! Vinny here? Had to go to the dentist. Having his incisors sharpened, I think." She pulled her master copy of the file and took my receipt. "We don't need Vinny to do this. I can write you a check." She made a notation on the file cover and placed the file in a bin on the far corner of her desk. She took a ledger-style checkbook from her middle drawer and wrote out a check. "How's it going with Morelli? You able to get a fix on him?" "Not exactly a fix, but I know he's still in town." "He's a serious babe," Connie said. "Saw him 6 months ago, before all this happened. He was ordering a quarter pound of provolone at the meat market, and I had all I could do to keep from sinking my teeth into his butt."
"Sounds carnivorous."
"Carnivorous ain't the half of it. That man is fine. He's also accused of murder."
Connie sighed.
"Gonna be a lot of women in Trenton unhappy to see Morelli on ice."
I supposed that was true, but I didn't happen to be one of them. After last night, the thought of Morelli behind bars conjured only cozy feelings in my humiliated, vindictive heart. "You have a cross-street reference here?"
Connie swiveled to face the file cabinets. "It's the big book over the G drawer."
"You know anything about Mooch Morelli?" I asked while I looked up his name.
"Only that he married Shirley Gallo."
The only Morelli in Hamilton Township was listed at 617 Bergen Court. I checked it against the wall map behind Connie's desk. If I remembered the area correctly, it was a neighborhood of split-level houses that looked like they deserved my bathroom.
"You seen Shirley lately?" Connie asked.
"She's as big as a horse. Must have gained 100 pounds since high school. I saw her at Margie Manusco's shower.
She took up 3 folding chairs when she sat down, and she had her pocketbook filled with ding-dongs.
I guess they were for an emergency, like in case someone beat her to the potato salad."
"Shirley Gallo? Fat? She was a rail in high school."
"The Lord moves in mysterious ways," Connie said.
"Amen."